Show presents Scratch a Track,
the podcast where we debate which track to scratch off some of the most known and unknown albums of all time.
We live in an era of singles.
This is an album.
People no longer listen to an album for the work it truly is.
It kind of defines a band.
It's just not something that people relate to nowadays.
We've all gotten the dreaded.
Started out as a game.
Which track on the album would you scratch out if you had to? Hey everyone, welcome to another exciting episode of Where Do I Start on the Scratch a Track podcast presented by the Dude and Grim Show. I am the Dude.
And I am Grim. And today we are going to discuss where would one start with the band Wilco, one of my favorites.
Yes.
And interestingly enough, they haven't always been one of my favorites. I remember hearing about them back in the days of college and kind of thinking to myself, like, who the fuck is this Wilco that everyone is talking about? Like, I haven't heard
who's
a lot of...
Who's this Funke that everyone's talking about, right?
Well, but...
Water cooler talk.
But see, now here's the interesting thing is after I thought that while we were still in college... There was a little record called, I don't know, Sky Blue Sky by Wilco that friend of the show, Mike Stroshine, introduced to me. And upon listening to that, I very quickly learned who Wilco was and why people should be listening to them. So yep. I don't necessarily want to be biased with my pick, and I will talk about the other albums because I've listened to their catalog, but I guess by default, and thanks to you, Stro, that's where I started, was with Sky Blue Sky.
Well,
upon
I think
its
the
release
funny thing,
in 2007, but we weren't in college anymore. I guess that must have been soon after.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't still in college. So.
No, I wasn't either. But that's the one that I started with. But we were still friends with Stro, and that's what I was given, and that's where I started. So
gotcha. All right. Well, the funny thing about where I started is I haven't started. It has been one of those bands that, Grim, you have tried to get me on for years
Dude,
and years and years.
I have.
And of course, you know, I'm dragging my feet as always. But that is, maybe we should title this album, Where Does the Dude Start? Because the dude hasn't started yet.
Yeah, but so you know, the great thing here, dude, it's never too late. It is never too late. And I think that maybe this episode will propel you into doing so because they're...
I think it will. I think it will go. Ooh, you like that?
Ooh, yeah. Out of a lot of their releases, I want to say... Another friend of the show, Mr. Joe Fedrosi, Joe Boo, gave me a copy at some point of A Ghost Is Born, which came out in 2004. Now, I like A Ghost Is Born. One of my favorite Wilco songs is on that album. That is not my favorite Wilco album, but I think it's definitely noteworthy in this conversation. Regardless.
Okay. Well, and that's where I think how the best way for us to sort of do this type of episode is I kind of have some questions for you and, you know, going to need to get some answers here.
So I'd love to answer them.
Grilled pretty hard. So
yeah, grill me. But,
so from what I've seen, their first album came out in 1995 and their most recent one was 2019. So they've been around. They've been making albums. I mean, that's well over 20, you know, years or so, right? I mean,
yeah.
So we're almost at 25 years-ish. And in that time, they've done 11 studio albums. Now, the first, I would say almost the first half of their career, it seems, they kind of had a different lineup, some people in and out and everything. And then since about 2004 or so, it's been a steady
pretty
lineup.
Leveled off. Yeah.
And I think, you know, when you get into a band, and especially with a band that has this many albums, one of the things we always look for is how the band's sound has evolved. And I would be curious, I think first off, one, like generally, how has it evolved? But as different members were sort of in and out, And then you could probably almost split up their career maybe in two halves, since, you know, they've kind of had the steady lineup that they have now, and then everything that came before that. Has there been sort of an evolution in their sound?
And, absolutely.
Okay. Like, has it been a drastic change? Are we talking
I would say yes. And okay. I had read somewhere, and for some reason, I feel like it was when A Ghost Is Born came out, that there was a critic or somebody had compared them with that album specifically, which is why I brought it up, as like the American version of Radiohead. Now, okay. I don't know that I would take it that far. Only because they don't have like a Kid A, so to speak. But
okay,
let's not split hairs here, dude. But their sound has evolved a lot, and there are some people who really like the early bit of Wilco more, because when Wilco started, it was out of the remains of an alt country band called Uncle Tupelo. Right.
That's what I heard. Okay.
Yes. Yep. And so at that point, I think it was pretty much Jeff Tweedy and John Strait were the guys who came out of that band and formed Wilco. And they have been consistent throughout the whole time.
Throughout. Right. Right.
Yeah. So John Strait has done vocals and bass. I mean, primarily bass. And Jeff Tweedy is the main songwriter. And I mean, nowadays, rhythm guitarist. He may have played more lead stuff back in the day, but AM, which came out in 95, Being There, which I think Being There is a live album, if I'm not mistaken. Okay. And Summer Teeth, I think is one of the bigger early albums. Now that all that stuff fell into like the alt country bit. And they also did an album, I think, called Mermaid Avenue, which was Billy Bragg and Wilco. And Billy Bragg is a singer-songwriter, and Wilco backed him for that album. And I remember at the time, Leifer gave me that album.
Who?
Yeah, Billy Bragg and Wilco. So I checked that out as well. But a lot of people would consider the big turning point for Wilco to be the release of Yankee Hotel Foxtrot in 2001.
That's what I kind of heard. I think maybe it was a co-producer, friend of the show, Forrest, who sent us a list that he had of I think like the Metascore or whatever, or Metacritic, yeah, or whoever it is. They've only given a certain amount of perfect rankings, but I believe that was one of them. And so
now that's interesting to me. I really like Yankee Hotel Foxtrot, and especially to listen to it in the progression of where they started and where that album ended up. Okay. There is a really good documentary about Yankee Hotel Foxtrot, and the name is escaping me now. But I would watch it. I mean, I have watched it, but if you haven't seen it, I would. And I think I found it on Amazon, if I'm not mistaken. But okay. This album ended up in, I don't know how to say it. It was kind of a really weird thing, because I think Jay Bennett ended up leaving the band after this album, due to creative differences. And this album was, I guess if they did have an album that was like their Kid A, it was Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. And everyone would know this album because the cover of the album is the picture of the Marina Towers in Chicago, which those are pretty famous buildings. And you probably would recognize that album cover.
The Corn Cobs.
Yeah. And it was a very much a departure from what they had done before that. I mean, it was like they specifically in the documentary they talk about, they specifically hired this producer, like, who was kind of like in this like whole noise rock kind of genre or whatever to mix it, because they couldn't achieve the sound that they wanted, or at least what Jeff Tweedy wanted, with what had gone on before that. And okay. I think that most Wilco fans would probably tell you this is where you would start.
Okay.
Now, this is not where I would start, and maybe that's just due to circumstance of where I did start, as I mentioned. Sure. Stro, dude,
sure.
Thank you for yeah. hooking me up with Sky Blue Sky, because that was amazing. But I think a lot of people would probably argue, and please, if you haven't already, please go ahead and
like, subscribe, and comment below.
And when you do that, I mean, let us know where you would start, because I would like to really know what other people think of where would be a good place to start.
Yeah, because it's not necessarily, you know, again, it's not really necessarily what you think their best album is or what your favorite album is. But someone who has literally never listened to the band before, but you're like, man, you need to check these guys out. A good introductory band that would sort of get them into it and want them to discover the rest of the albums or
yeah.
other albums you'd recommend. So I think that's kind of the purpose and goal of this.
Honestly, for me, that album still will remain Sky Blue Sky. I think it is just a phenomenal album.
That was 2007.
Okay. And yeah. at this point,
what about it?
Really just the music and in the lyrics. I mean, it's a modern rock band, but there's this callback to the sensibility of like the classic rock that we okay. all kind of, you know, like for me, I mean, I gravitate towards just because that's what I grew up on.
Sure.
And the songs on there, one thing I think is important about that is because that is at the point where Nels Klein was already a full-time member. I okay. thought that Nels Klein was on A Ghost Is Born, but I apparently am mistaken on that. But Nels Klein is a really interesting guitarist, and he is in just a phenomenal guitarist and excellent, but he plays things not so much in this album. I think in Sky Blue Sky, I feel like a lot of the solos and stuff that he plays are more or less like kind of what you would expect. I mean, really awesome, but I mean, they're not like totally out there. But as they progress beyond that, he plays some guitar parts and some solos and just stuff where he does things with the guitar, I guess, in a way similar to Tom Morello. Not that he like okay. scratches it like it's a DJ, but I mean, he right. just does things with the guitar that are unexpected and really cool and unique. And I don't think there's another guitarist like him. I really okay. don't.
So that was actually part of one of my questions, and I can kind of roll it maybe into two. And that's like, what is it that you like so much about their sound? Like, what stands out musically? Is it a particular instrument, vocal sound, lyrics? Like, where's their sort of strength? And it can be a couple of different things.
Yeah, good
I'm
question.
I'm just curious.
I think that where they're at as a band since 2004, or since mm-hmm. Nels Klein joined the band, maybe halfway yep. through 2004. Jeff Tweedy has always been an incredible songwriter. I've listened to podcasts. I've seen Wilco live. They're fucking phenomenal live. But I think when you have such a good songwriter in Jeff Tweedy, and then everyone else in the band is just, they're just on. I mean, he's been playing bass with John Strait since the beginning, so they're thick as thieves, right? But the rest of the band is really there, and there's room. And when they play live, they really know how to make room for everything.
Okay,
and they just they put on a great live show.
All right.
Sorry.
I was just going to also kind of say, and maybe you can talk about this a little bit too, is there something with their production that sort of stands out? Do they produce their own stuff? You mentioned another producer earlier. Is there a producer that they continually work with, or anybody that we would, you know, anybody that really stands out that's more of a famous producer?
You know, that I guess I don't know. They have a loft in Chicago, like right. the Wilco Loft. And I believe that's where all the albums now or subsequently from that time have been recorded. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, the production feels like real. I mean, they use all real instruments, man. They're using Hammond organs and Wurlitzer electric pianos, and like everything cool. sounds really authentic. Cool. One album that I would like to hear how fans talk about, but it is maybe my favorite Wilco album, is this one here called Star Wars. And it's funny that it's called Star Wars and it has a picture of a cat on the front of it. But when that album came out, I was listening to Wilco a lot, and I remember immediately I was like, I have to buy this vinyl. Like, this is my favorite Wilco album, no question. Like,
cool.
Like, no question. I really like that album. And then the next year they put out an album called Schmilko, which is kind of a call out to the Harry Nilsson album, Nilsson Schmilsson album, sure. which is a really famous album that he put out. So it was kind of like a call out to that. But I like that album a lot too. But dude, honestly, the whole Love is really good.
What do you think of their newest one, Ode to Joy?
I've listened to Ode.
Is there one you don't like? Let me ask you that. Or you're just like, eh.
I guess I wouldn't say that there's one. I mean, dude, I'll be honest. I don't really listen to a lot of AM Being There or Summer Teeth. I have listened to them, and yeah. I think for what they are, they're good, but it's just like really not my cup of tea.
Okay.
If there was any one of the newer ones that I wasn't as into as much, I guess it would be Ode to Joy.
Okay.
And not that it's a bad album. It's just really chill and subdued. And they were kind of going in that direction, I think, with Schmilko. But then the song Locator kind of threw that off because, dude, Locator is just an awesome song. And sweet. When you listen to the lyrics, it sounds to me like he's basically like talking about how your cell phone just fucking controls you and like tracks every move you make. And it's dude, Jeff Tweedy is just a phenomenal lyricist. He really is sweet. Good.
Sweet. Well, I think Grim, I think that maybe for the most part covers where we should start. So for the record, it sounds like, if I have this right, Star Wars is your favorite.
Yes, but, that is correct.
But you would recommend starting with Sky Blue Sky.
Yeah, I guess it would be tied between Sky Blue Sky and Star Wars, because Sky Blue Sky is just such a goddamn good album. It is just like, it's one of those ones where it's like, when you buy it on vinyl, it's too long to fit on a single vinyl. But I was like, yeah. I don't care. I fucking want that on vinyl. It is that good of an album.
Like, I'll get up three times to flip it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. Sweet. Okay. Well, I think that's good. And I think, you know, for any Wilco fans who are out there, please let us know your thoughts and where you guys would start.
Where would you start?
What your favorite albums are. Do you prefer some of the earlier stuff? Are you into the later stuff? Or you like the stuff in the middle? Or you?
Just, I'm sure I'll get lambasted for Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. Yeah, and sure I understand that. I yeah. totally get that. But yeah. I just think that they've grown.
They could be like Michael Bolton fans where, you know, they just kind of like all of them, right?
Yeah, dude.
It's hard to pick one, really.
Yeah. They're just all so good.
They're all so good. All right. Well, hey, everyone. Please like, subscribe, and comment below.
Yeah.
It's definitely time to go here on the Dude and Grim Show.
Scratch a Track is produced by the Dude and Grim. Additional music provided by Moore and the Timms. Copyright 2021, The Dude and Grim Show.